Hi there, bem-vindo a mais um Fast Mover Audio Experience, o seu podcast para aprender inglês. E nesse episódio, eu trago para você uma entrevista 100% em inglês com a Elena Pronini. Ela é uma professora de inglês e também Neurolanguage Coach lá da Rússia, que eu conheci em Portugal, lá na conferência de Neurolanguage Coaching esse ano aqui de 2019. Lembrando que eu vou abrir as inscrições para a primeira turma de 2020 do meu curso fechado de inglês 100% online na primeira semana de fevereiro. Então, deixa o seu e-mail na lista de espera para garantir a sua vaga em inamara.com/curso-online. Aproveita bastante aqui o papo com a Helena. Stay tuned and listen up. Hey everyone, I'm here in Lisbon at the Neurolanguage Conference, Neurolanguage Coaching Conference. And I have been having the opportunity to meet amazing people all over the world. And this is Elena
Nina.
Pronina. She's from Russia and she's got background in linguistics. And I think she's got loads of interesting things to share with us. So, Elena, could you please tell a little bit from our audience what you do and what is neurolanguage coaching and what kind of techniques have you been using in your field, please?
Sure, it was a pleasure. I'm Elena Pronina and I live in Moscow, and at the moment I'm developing the concept of neurolanguage coaching, bringing the concept by Rachel Palin to Russia. And I've got several clients who's doing coaching with me and showing really great results, because basically what we do delivering cross-linguistics communication, delivering the language via a different approach using classical English teaching methods, but without the books. We do not use the textbooks.
No textbooks.
plus coaching techniques, coaching models we use with the clients to overcome the obstacles, to generate the energy in the sessions, to motivate. Plus neuroscience, because we as a neurolanguage coaches are trained by Rachel how the brain works, about the structure of brain, how we learn, what are efficient ways to learn. So we do explain to our coaches this method. Basically, I really love this explanation when the people ask me about the difference between classical teaching
Yes.
and neurolanguage coaching. I'm saying, imagine that you are in a car, and in classical teaching, the teacher is behind the steering wheel and
Yes.
the student is sitting next to him in the passenger seat and don't really know where this car is going
Exactly.
and when it's gonna arrive to the destination point and what you're gonna see on the way. So basically the passenger is the passive figure in that story. In neurolanguage coaching, the student, the coachee, is sitting behind the steering wheel, so he knows exactly where he's going, what is the destination point, how much time it'll take to get there, and coach is sitting near in the passenger seat, helping out the coachee to, you know, to get to that destination point. So this is the
I love this analogy. Yeah, it makes so much sense, and I always tell that to my students, so I help them also to be self-responsible for their journey. So
it is. This is the method for people who are ready to take the responsibility
Yes.
for the process and for the results. So it is very important point here to be ready to take the responsibility to
Exactly.
be grown ups.
Grown ups, that's the word.
Yeah. And plus, since I have a certificate in yoga therapy and I'm in yoga for more than 10 years, and I really find this practice really beneficial, and it has nothing to do with, you know, mystical concept or esoteric concept, but
Yeah.
it's a really great instrument to enhance and improve your life. So I'm using some techniques during the sessions. I don't really call meditation techniques, right? Because
like focus on concentration techniques, maybe?
It is a concentration techniques. It's a mindful practices.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I see that the client is overwhelmed with information here, needs a little break, then I suggest that for 5 minutes we close the eyes and try to concentrate on the breathing, on the, you know, very point of your nose
Yes.
and feel how the air comes in and comes out of the nose,
Okay.
and you count, for example, I'll count One, two, three, four, you slowly breathe in, and on count four, you breathe out. One, two, three, four, and you continue doing this. You feel how your limbic system comes down, how your blood is actually rich of oxygen now, and you coming down, all your senses coming down, and we are ready to continue.
Yes.
Once I feel that we are losing the energy, and sometimes I have two-hour sessions, so between 2 hours.
Oh, 2 hour session.
Yeah, I've got a client who's very busy and he can't really do 2 days a week, so he suggested that he's comfortable with 2 hours at the same time, and,
okay.
which is really, really demanding.
Yes.
So I suggested that after 1 hour, we have a really energetic breathing technique in yoga. They call it Kapalabhati.
Wow.
And it's basically very short inhale and very powerful exhale.
Yes.
You do like that.
Do I have to use my diaphragm?
You use your diaphragm and your tummy comes in, tucked in.
Right.
You do it like for 50 times, then you take a deep breath afterwards, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out,
yes.
and you're ready to go. You actually really feel energized.
It's amazing.
And you are ready to continue. So this is how the, mystery is from thousands
of really
years.
Exactly. It's not mystery, right? Like thousands of years, they already knew it.
Yeah, they knew it, and it's really working.
We're bringing it now to language learning, and basically this will help you to enhance your performance in many ways. So we're not bring it to language learning as well, right?
Absolutely, because everything is interconnected. Language learning is not a separate occupation.
Exactly.
It is not separate from your life. Once you have some sort of problems in your life or distractions, you better overcome them effectively and continue your learning without them, so you will be just focused on the process.
Right.
Everything is connected,
yeah.
And it is great that we can use all these new methods now and get the better results.
Even teaching English is evolving, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I mentioned to you, Elena, but I also give some guided meditations to my students to help them to be more focused and to concentrate in class. And this will obviously help them in so many ways while learning. So I am deeply inspired by those people that are also using this kind of techniques to help to enhance language learning. So you are an inspiration.
Oh, thank you.
And well, thank you very much for sharing with us your work. And I believe one of the best gifts of being in a place like this is to have the chance to meet people like you, and people that are doing, great job all over the world. And sometimes we are like all spread, but then we have the chance to come together and learn with each other. So I'm sure my Brazilian audience will be deeply inspired by your words.
Really, TV shows from Brazil were so popular in Russia.
Really?
Yeah, and then, oi, tudo bem?
Well, see, you know more than me. Like, I mean, you know Portuguese more than I know Russia.
Maybe.
So would you teach me how to say hi, how are you in Russian?
Yeah. Hi is going to be privet.
Привет.
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 And how are you will be как дела.
That's difficult.
Как?
Как?
Дела.
Дела.
Как дела?
Как дела? Oh, I'm speaking Russian.
And you can answer okay.
Oh, that's an easier one.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, yes?
Yeah.
Did you want to say something?
No.
Okay. Well, let's ask them to subscribe to my channel then. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do it now. Also, if you haven't hit the like button yet, please do it now as well. Leave us your like and let's continue this conversation down here on the comments below. If you find that this video is interesting and you know that more people can benefit from this information, please share with your friends and I see you on the next video. Thank you, Elena.
Sure, ciao.
Bye-bye, guys.